this morning. If you'd turn with us over to the book of Lamentations, you can find that right past the book of Jeremiah. If you have a Scofield Bible, it's page 834. I don't care what maker of Bible you got, you just need to have your King James Bible, and then you'll have the Word of God that you can hold and cherish in your heart. I appreciate that kind of singing from young people, don't you? I appreciate that so much. Book of Lamentations. Verse 1, the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet. He didn't like it when God called him, but he responded to the call to preach. So a lot of sermons was very discouraging to Jeremiah. God had sent His prophet to the nation of Israel. They had served God for many years, and now they've turned their back upon God. Jeremiah writes in the book of Lamentations these words that I want to preach from this morning. How doeth the city sit solitary that was full of people? Jeremiah's looking around at the ruins. The Babylonians has come and they've overtaken the city. They've destroyed their walls. They've taken them captives. And Jeremiah's an older man now. He looks around and he says this, how? Have you ever wondered how things have got how they are? Am I the only one that sometimes says, how in the world? And so he says, how doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces, how has she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. And Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. Now, verse 12, where I won't preach out of this morning. If you have a Bible and a pen, you ought to underline this. When you see it, I wish you'd pray. And he said this, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? You may be seated this morning. I won't preach on this simple Bible thought today on simply, is it nothing to you? It seems like that we live in a nation. I look around in the streets of Bowdoin, Georgia. I don't have to look in California because they crazy anyway. But I can look around in Bowdoin, Georgia, Carrollton, Villarica, the places that I live and shop and go to church. And I look sometimes and I have this question, how can it be? This morning, is it nothing to you? We have a generation of young people where they're known as the millennials. It seems that most are being trained and raised to have the extreme leftist views and the radical programs that they're training in the education centers of our nation, where no longer God is respected and morals are thrown out of the door. But I want to preach this morning. Some of you won't like it, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Is it nothing to you? First of all, I want to say our nation is under attack by the greatest left liberals that I've ever seen since I've been saved. And they're trying to teach your children. And I want to say this morning, first of all, our families are torn. Now, God promotes the family. Look in Genesis 2 and verse number 18. It's a sad day in America when our children cannot be taught in the classroom out of the Bible. When I was in the first grade, my school teacher had two things on her knee. A paddle on the left side and a Bible on the right side. And I was scared of both of them. Both had my respect. Now we live in a nation today that the teacher has neither on their lap. And so you see the chaos that we find ourselves in. I want to say, first of all, is it nothing to you that our families are torn? Family means a lot to God. Look in Genesis 2 and verse number 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet for him." So God says it's not good that a man have not a family. Can I tell you, Mom and Dad, is God is for the family. And God is for the right kind of family. Where a man and a woman are united together through that of biblical marriage and they become one. They have children. They're raised up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And I want to say today that first of all, we ought to promote family. I thank God for family and strong family. Bible-dedicated families. Sin-hating families. Christ-exalting families. Bible-reading families. Praying together families. Going to church families. Would somebody help me preach down at the house of God? Is it nothing to you this morning? Our families are torn. We ought to promote the family. Remember verse 18, God said it's not good that a man not have a family. We need to have a family to cry on. We need to have, let me tell you something, everything's not going to go perfect in your family. There's going to be discouragements. There's going to be disasters. There's going to be disabilities. And my Lord in heaven, the older I get, I realize I need family. I need somebody to see about me in my dying days, in my growing old days. Thank God He's blessed me with a family. I love my family. This great glory. If you won't stand for your family, you need some guts. You need some glue in your britches. Stand for your family. This morning, is it nothing to you that your families are torn? Divorce is at an all-time high in America. Single parenting families. That's why our kids has no sense. They've got no daddies at home to raise them up for what's right and what is wrong. Thank God for some families that will stay together. You ladies that are single, pray God would send you a good man that love you, protect you, and help you. Oh, you men that are not married, pray that God would send you the lady they would have you to have. I want to say today, there's a lot of pretty women on the inside, but on the outside, but the inside's real ugly. Let me tell you, don't pick your bride because of her looks. Amen. Age, a cure, all that. Somebody say amen. Honey, let me tell you, I'd rather have a woman that loves God and loves her husband and loves her children than anything I know. I bought a lot of cereal that looked good on the wrapper. I bought me some, Brother David, I bought me some of them grape nuts one day at the food outlet. Had a pretty sign on the box. I wanted me some of them grape nuts. I got home, poured cereal on them, got me one of them big spoons and started eating. Why, you'd have thought I was eating gravel out of the driveway. Who in the world can chew that stuff? Amen. Let me tell you, you better go to pick it out. That God wants you to have. Young man, ask God to send you the woman that's as pretty on the inside as she is on the outside. Is it nothing to you that our families are torn? God said it's not good in verse 18 that man be alone. He said, I'll make him a helpmeet for him. Verse 21, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from a man made he a woman and brought her into the man. Not only should we promote the home, but we should provide for the home. Now, the woman was taken from the man's rib from his side. Not from his head or from his feet. The woman is not to be the head of the man. The Bible teaches that the man is to be the head of the home. But she's not to be a doormat. Amen. She's to be loved and cherished and nourished and protected. She's not your old lady. She's your wife. And you ought to respect her and be good to her every chance you get. You ought to be good to your wife this morning. Your children are listening to your conversations. And so we're turning out an environment of young people that know very little about the stability of the home. And so, is it nothing to you that our families are torn? We must promote our family. And I'm going to tell you, as the pastor of Liberty Baptist Church, I'm going to give you a commitment. I'm going to promote the family. And I'm going to promote it right. Now he says this, verse 23, Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she is taken out of a man. A man and a woman, young people. I don't care what kind of feelings you got. Homosexuality is a sin and abomination before God. I will not stand with these liberal people in America and saying that sin is all right, because sin is not all right, and homosexuality is out of hell this morning. I want to say, is it nothing to you that our families are torn? Now, I want to say something. We all have homosexuality through our families. I have acquaintances that are. Let me tell you, I'm not sitting there trying to run them over in the highway and being mean to them. But let me tell you what your preacher does do. He draws a line in the sand. Not only about that sin, but every other sin that'll put somebody in hell. I'm telling you this morning, draw a line in the sand. Be good to people, but let them know what side that you're on. I'm not preaching a hate gospel this morning. I'm preaching against sin. And these sodomites are trying to get all of your children and grandchildren. Somebody's got to rear back on the stump and say, whoa, Mew. I'm going to tell you this morning, is it nothing to you? Is it nothing to you? Man, this thing got the springboard in my heart yesterday. Laid on it all night. Woke up this morning. Is it nothing to you? That's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question to America this morning. Is it nothing to you? Now, is it nothing to you that our families are torn? We're to promote the family. We're to provide the family. Luke chapter 3, verse 1. We're to protect the family. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had created. Wasn't long after that marriage took part, the devil came in. Let me tell you, you can open the door in the least little place and the snake slide in. The other day at the house, I'd come in, Renee seen little daylight, we got two doors opened up. It's got a piece of trim mold goes between the doors. She looked, she said, you need to stop that hole up. There's a snake going to get in the house. You know what I done? I went and stopped the hole up. Because I want to lay down and go to bed at night, Brother David. Don't show my wife there's a mouse in the house. We go on the Holiday Inn Express that night. But I'm telling you, so much in our homes, just them little places the devil gets in. And then a molehill becomes a mountain. sort of like going to church. A lot of you, you're looking for a reason to quit going to church. I guarantee you the devil will be sure you find it. But if you'll come to the house of God looking for a reason to worship Him in spirit and truth, you'll find a whole lot more reasons to go to the house of God. Get your eyes off people. Get your eyes off your feelings. And look toward the One that hung and died for you. Because He loves you this morning. Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing to you that our families are torn? Number two, is it nothing to you that our faith is turned? Look in Psalms chapter 9, verse 13. Psalms 9, verse 13. Brother Ken, why are you preaching this morning? Because I'm a preacher. I'm not a politician, I'm a preacher. We got one of the greatest churches in the country, and I intend on keeping it that way. Psalms 9, verse 13. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all Thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in Thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. See, your sin will entrap you this morning. The Lord is known by the judgment which He executes. Matter of fact, if the United States of America would read their Bible, they could see how hard God is on sin. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Verse 17. I'm sure some of you have this underlined. If not, it needs to be. The Bible said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Do you hear me this morning? It doesn't matter how smart you become. It doesn't matter how much money and how prosperous and how successful you become. If you forget God, you're headed to ruins. Same way with a nation. A nation can be a leader. A nation can do great exploits. But without God, it's going to fall. Without God, it's going to crumble. When Jeremiah looked, and this is what he said, how? I asked y'all today, how in the world did we get to where we are? You want to know how we got to where we are? Because God's people won't stand up and vote right. You won't know how we're in that situation because God's people's allowed it to come in this country. You ought to go vote Tuesday and you ought to go vote right. I don't care if my great-grandpa was a kangaroo. If they was left-hand extremists, I wouldn't vote kangaroo no more. I'm going to vote who's standing for this Bible. And them left-hand murdered extremists, they're against this nation, they're against God, and they're against this Bible. And don't nobody wonder where I stand. Families are torn, faith is turned. Any nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. Would you ever thought, how in the world, I want to ask y'all something, how in the world did it get to where your family can't go to the Pizza Hut without a Gatling gun? How in the world? How in the world did it get to where we got to have church security and monitors? Because God's people stayed home and didn't do right and preach the Word of God and vote by the Word of God and stand up and don't matter who it offends. How in the world? How? How in the world can me and my family not go to Atlanta and wonder about 9 drive-by shootings? How in the world can you go to a little country church and some Nimrod walk in and blow everybody away? Go to a movie theater, mass cast. How in the world? I tell you how. God's people didn't stand for right. It ain't no politician's fault. It's our fault. It ain't no party's fault. It's our fault. We'll stand up and vote them out of office. I'm glad it's quiet. You're listening. Families are torn. Their faith is turned. Our country's laden with sin. Consider some of the sins of our leaders and our people. Most of these are expressed in Bible terminology. You didn't know that. See if you've heard this lately in the last few years. Adultery. Astrology. Man, we're going to be soothsayers. You know what the Bible says about astrology? I'll read it. Isaiah 47:13. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm it, nor fire to set before it. He says, none shall save thee. Our hope's not in astrology this morning. Our hope's in the one that put the stars in existence. Our country's laden with sin. Adultery, astrology. What about this answering a matter before hearing its conclusion? These talk show hoes, them girls on The View, I want to kick my TV over. I mean, when I'm in a motel and go by and see it, my skin crawls. Like somebody kicked a jug of fire ants over on me. Is it nothing to you? Well, what if they said, well, so-and-so accused Brother Ken. Am I guilty? I thought it had to be data to be proved before a man was guilty about accusations. What about you, sir? What about you that's raised your family for years? Some lunatic gets up, says a lie about you, and the country condemns you. I thought in America, you was simply innocent till proven guilty. You young millennials, get this down you this morning. Can I tell you today, atheism, there is a God. And I don't care if you believe it ain't a God, you're going to find out one day there is a God. And if you don't know His Son, you're going to die and go to hell in your sins. End of story. Baby killing. Why would I vote for anybody that would say it's fine to destroy babies? Why? How? 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 How could I vote for somebody that was to destroy your baby? How? Baby killing. Well, it's theirs. They have this choice. That's right. They're going to stand before God. God sent that baby. You listen to me, young people. There are no accidents. There are repercussions to our sin. But there are no accidents. God gives life. And if God said, let there be life, man should not say, let there not be life. Baby killing, backbiting. Whatever happened to just loving one another? Bearing false witness. People scare men to death. You would be surprised the people that calls that phone out there, and this is what she'll say. Pastor, call me. I ain't calling no woman. Are you crazy? Oh, your preacher called me, and yeah, no. Look at my little iPhone, honey. I ain't called you. Shake your little Baptist head up and down. If they need us, church is open. Sunday, Wednesday.
There's 400 people here and get in contact. They need the preacher. I'm not calling strangers back on the local telephone. Preacher, would you come over and talk with me? I sure won't. Not unless my wife's there or a woman in the church is there. I ain't coming, I ain't going. Betrayal. Traitors, heady, high-minded. Blasphemy. Boasting. What about casinos? Changing the natural use of that which is against nature. Cheating. Young people, you write on your test, all the answers put in your coat, it's still called cheating. Well, I ain't coming to church like this. Well, you come today. You're going to get one sermon before you go liberal. Covetousness, cursing, using God's name in vain. Cursing. Oh, I understand. Little that's in all of us. But when it becomes your pattern of your speech, you're wrong and you need to ask God to wash your heart out. My mama say, "What did you just say?" When your daddy... No, I ain't waiting on your daddy. Get in here, boy. Debate. Debts unpaid. Let's just run our bill up. And let's don't worry about what we owe somebody. The government will get us out of it. Look up here and get you some preaching. If you owe somebody $2, you ought to pay them the $2 you owe them. Some of you need to burn your credit cards and cut them up. I know what hard times are. Lord, me and Renee live a little single wide trailer. You can throw the cat through the side of it. Let me tell you, whatever happened to old-fashioned crawling before you walk? Don't let your eyes get bigger than your pocketbook. Despising those that are good. Disobedient to parents. You know the way young people raise children now in the norm? When they've had enough, they smack them down. Pow! And they look at you like, "Why didn't you do that last week?" They're confused. You've got to have discipline in raising children. No today is no tomorrow. Unless there's a good reason to change, no. Whining don't work. Principles is what we need to be putting in our young people. Work ethics. Morals. Divorce. So easy to get a divorce. $200. Let me tell you what I found out in nearly 40 years of marriage. You got to want to be together more than you want to be apart. I know there's situations. I know there's Bible situations. And I know it's all through our families. It's every place. I understand it's part of the system and society. But what some of you young people need to learn in your heart, there's nobody perfect that you can marry. And you're not perfect yourself. You got to forgive and forget and move on and love one another and serve God. Where would my home be if I hadn't been in church 40 years? Not together. I'd have been thinking so much of myself. And you too. There, Matlock. Drunkenness. Let's just get a little drink. Let me tell you where that leads to. It leads to drunkenness. Drunkenness. Then, envy. You mad at somebody because God's blessed them? envy. Why don't you just rejoice that God can be good to other people too? I'm glad I've not got what I deserve. False accusations, 2 Timothy 3:3. Fornication, young people, premarital sex is still wrong in the eyes of God. Young ladies, keep yourself pure for your husband, the wedding day. Boy, it's quiet, ain't it? I'm pastor here, I'm not evangelist. I get to preach these wholesome values. Forgetting God. You'd be surprised the people I've pastored come here with nothing, started putting God first, God starts blessing them, and look where they are. The world got them. There's nothing wrong with toys or things. It's just wrong when toys and things have you. And not keeping God first and on the throne of your heart and in your church and in your nation. Forgetting God. Don't forget where your bread's buttered. Forgetting God. Gambling. Some of you going, hit the lottery, win $1 billion. You so crazy now, broke, how crazy would you be rich? Gluttony. I better move on, man. I'm going to get a songbook thrown at me. Gossip. Listen to me. Some of them folks that call y'all and gossip, the only reason they calling you to gossip is because you'll listen to it. If you'd say, I don't think we need to be doing that. I mean, if you'd just call their bluff one time, your phone would quit ringing. Shake your little baby's head up and down this morning. Gossip. Greed. Greed. Hatred of God. Heady. High-minded. What about idolatry? Let's hit sports real quick. Some of you sure won't like this. Idolatry. You know what I've got a problem with sports in America? It's not I've got a problem with the game. It's families put up on a pedestal and it becomes their God. And when you take and you quit coming to God's house because of a sports event, and when you go to a Halloween party instead of a Wednesday night prayer service, something's wrong with you. Somebody give me a raise today. Lord God, we going out there in the parking lot and have all that trunk and treat. What a nightmare. It's a treat, Brother Lee, ain't it a treat when you get to hear the Word of God? I want to ask y'all something. While I'm preaching and I got the pulpit. Do you think if Jesus walked in the normal church and that kind of shenanigans going on in a parking lot, I wonder what He'd say? Didn't He say, my house shall be called the house of prayer? But you've made it a den of thieves. I preached that sermon Tuesday night revival when Jesus cleans out the temple. He took a whip. He run them money changers out. He turned the tables over. I don't know why in the world you think it's strange having a preacher turn tables over. Some of you just ain't ever had no preacher. You've had little hirelings knuckle down up under a bunch of deacons that didn't even... I'll stop. Thank God our deacons love preaching. Ain't it amazing? Women pastoring churches. Where's that in your Bible? How can she be the husband of one wife? That ain't a gray area. Some of y'all looking like. That's good. We just had one service today, so we're getting plenty in. We're getting about 7 Sundays in this morning. idolatry, inventing evil things, lasciviousness, laziness. You ought to teach your kids to work. Teach your kids to work. Leaving the natural use of the woman, sodomy. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Brother Mike, that's where we are today. If I wanted to get a crowd here, I made a living 25 years in sales and marketing. You know how I could get so many people in this parking lot you couldn't even pull in this place? You know how? It wouldn't be by preaching. It'd be by entertainment and marketing, things that appeal to the flesh, laser and light shows. Man, people now, these new churches, they look like a movie theater. Entertainment. Not me. Is it nothing to you? Murder. Isn't it sad? People in the Jewish synagogue, those that were killed. Isn't that so sad? Isn't it so sad? Your kids going to Bowden, Ranburn, Carrollton. You don't know if your iPhone's going to ring, something devastating's happened or not. Why? Because God's people didn't vote. That's why they've let the liberals run the country. Nakedness. Pride. Rape. Rebellion. Seeking familiar spirits. Selfishness. Stealing. Stealing. One of the greatest days in my life when I was a young kid, old man in the store caught me stealing. We was camping out. We was going frog gigging, them big D-cell batteries, you know. We didn't have no money. I see my little buddy, he reached over and got some in his pocket. He said, "Get you some." Put me some in my pocket. By the time he went in my pocket, I had them little old blue jeans, you know, and they was sticking out like that right there. I walked up the counter. I never will forget old Mr. Corbett. He had them half glasses on. My little buddy, he got him some dime candy. That old man pulled them half glasses down and said, "What's in your pocket, boy?" He grabbed me with my blue jeans. Son, I went like a rabbit, Brother Randall, out of that door. He scared the fire out of me. You know why he scared me? I was afraid he's going to call my daddy. I'm glad that hippie crowd wasn't around in the 60s. My daddy would have went to the chain gang. But it helped me in life to realize stealing is wrong. Strife. Just pray for your enemies. Pray for them. Pray for you. Swearing, truce-breaking, unbelief, uncleanliness, ungodliness, unholy, unmerciful, unjust, unrighteous. Oh, here's a big one, unthankful. Y'all, listen to your old country preacher. God's been good to you. Variance, vanity, vile affections. Wastefulness, whispering, whoredom, whoremongery, wickedness, witchcraft. You see, is it nothing to you that our families are torn and our faith is turned? Lastly, is it nothing to you that our freedom is taken? You see, I live in America, the greatest nation on earth. A place where we can still have the Bible come apart, love one another, and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it nothing to you that our families are torn, our faith is turned, but our freedom is taken? Look at Nehemiah 4, and I close this sermon. Nehemiah 4.
Nehemiah was a great wall builder. God has had boundaries. God has had walls for centuries. You know why? To keep the pagan gods away from His people. To keep them safe. This morning, when your freedom is taken, I want to say something. Freedom to own a gun? So you're going to stand around and let a little bunch of liberals, you're not going to go vote against them and they're wanting to take your gun? This ain't hearsay. This ain't a political rally. I'm preaching to you out of the Bible what's on my heart this morning. Is it nothing to you? You know, used to, when I was in school, y'all remember when you could sell all them seeds? You remember that would be a contest. You could win a little .22 rifle. You could bring it home on the school bus. Well, when I went to high school, every redneck there had in them old... remember them old gun racks and the back glass? Lord, we all had our deer rifle. We weren't thinking about shooting nobody. Let me ask y'all something. How in the world? I tell you one thing happened. Preachers quit preaching. People quit responding for doing right. Now, I told you, I wouldn't care if my great-grandpa was a kangaroo. If the kangaroos changed, I'm not a kangaroo no more. I'm not voting for a Pacific Party at that time of the year. I'm voting for who's standing for right. And it ain't them left-wing radicals, I can tell you that. Look what he does. I'll give you a Bible. Sanballat. The enemy comes to Judah. He says in verse 10, Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. There is much rubbish, so that we're not able to build the wall. Our adversaries said, 'They shall not know, neither see, till we come in amongst them and slay them and cause the work to cease.'" That's what the enemies won't do, is to stop the work for God. "It came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, 'From all places whence ye shall return to us, they will be upon you.' Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said, 'The nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight.'" Look here. "For your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, for our enemies heard that it was known unto us, God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, and the harbingers, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Then which builded on the wall, they that bear burdens, or those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, with other while he held a weapon." What are you saying? They were building and they were protecting at the same time. And that's what we need to do in the families of America. We need to build. We need to protect. We need to take care of our families. And we need to stand for one nation under God. Appreciate you being here this morning.